Good morning and welcome back on behalf of Independence Baptist Church. We're really excited about the message this month, all of which are centered around the family, which again has been a very, very needed topic today. This morning, we're going to start part two of the message titled, Like Father, Like Son. So without any further delay, here is Pastor Reynolds.
Last Sunday morning, we began a message from Proverbs 23, verse number 26, which states, My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. We read a poem at the beginning of the message. It was called, Like Father, Like Son. I'd like to read that again to you this morning. To get his good night kiss, he stood beside my chair one night, and raised an eager face to me, a face with love alight. And as I gathered in my arms the son God gave to me, I thanked the lad for being good and hoped he'd always be. His little arms crept round my neck, and then I heard him say four simple words I can't forget, four words that made me pray. They turned a mirror on my soul, on secrets no one knew. They startled me. I hear them yet. He said, I'll be like you. This is a very sobering thought about our children, about raising children correctly. When the Bible says in Proverbs 23 and verse 26, My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. It is a very sobering thought indeed. I know that there's a lot of children today that do not have a godly parent to lead them and to teach them the right things of the Word of God. But I know that there's parents out there that really want their children to understand the things of the Lord. They want to teach them the correct ways of serving the Lord and of always doing what the Bible says they ought to do. We've used Proverbs 23, verse 26, in three ways. Number one was the relationship. Proverbs 23, verse 26 starts out by saying, My son. Then there was the request, Give me thine heart. This is something that is a voluntary thing that a child must give to his parent, his heart, his desires, and everything about him lays there. And then today, we'd like to speak about the recommendation. That is, letting thine eyes observe my ways. This is a very sobering thought indeed. Somebody would say, My ways? You mean all my ways? Well, that is quite a challenge, is it not? Can you really say to your son or to your daughter, Son or daughter, be like me. Watch my life. Just think for a minute, parents, of the many and varied ways in your life that are observed and likely to be copied by your children. Is your life a consistent Christian pattern for them to follow? What about your personal belief in the Lord Jesus Christ? Is that securely settled now? What about your prayer life? Do your children know the blessing of answered prayer? Do your children even know that you pray? Do you use the Word of God daily? Can you really say Psalms 119, verse 105? The Bible states there, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. It is a light unto my path. It's an evident thing that children see what really goes on. And we need to be aware that they're looking at us for leadership. And they want this. They want us to be parents to them. They want us to be right before God, because they know that they're going to have to stand before God and they're going to give an account to God for everything that they ever do, that they ever say, They know that. And they need to be right before Almighty God. And we as parents need to be right. What about church attendance? Do you give church attendance your proper priority? Or do you just think, well, I'm going to go to church one of these days? What is your attitude about working and witnessing for the Lord? Children see what your real attitude is. I know that as adults, sometimes we think we're doing right when we're really not. Our children can see through all of that. We need to be right before them. When the Bible says in Proverbs 21, verse 26, "Let thine eyes observe my ways," that is very important. I think it's also important to notice here that the term used is ways and not acts. Let me read it to you again. Proverbs 23, 26. "Let thine eyes observe my ways, not my acts." It's one thing for a child to see the acts of a parent, but it's another thing entirely when that child sees the way that the parent wants to live. We all make mistakes. I mean, we do in raising our children. We make mistakes. We might as well admit it and tell them because they already know it. But our ways, that term speaks of the motive of our life. And the motive of our life should be to always do what God wants us to do. The Bible states in the book of 2 Corinthians 9, verse number 7, when it's talking about that every believer needs to be a cheerful giver unto the Lord. Listen to what the Bible says. "Every man, according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver." Do your children, when you give to the Lord, do they see you giving cheerfully, or do they see you giving grudgingly to the Lord? Which way is it? I pray that you might be right before Almighty God. I pray that before your own children, that you're right, because they see the very thoughts of your own heart. Do you really walk in love, as stated in Ephesians 5 and verse 2? The Bible says here in this place, "And walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." You know, you need to walk before God in love. But are you walking before God so your children can see you? I mean, that's the message. And walk in love. We need to walk before God, right? But are we walking in love so that our children can see that we love the Lord and that we dedicate our lives unto Him? Are we able to fulfill 1 Peter 5, verse number 9, which states this, "Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." The Bible simply says here that we need to be the kind of people that resist Satan steadfastly in the faith. Our children need to see that. Our children need to see that we're fighting against the devil, not against our neighbors, not against our husbands or our wives, but we're fighting against the devil. And we want to do what God wants us to do before our own children. They can see through us and they know us. And we need to be right before God. And that's what our children need to see, that we're desiring to be right before God. If our children can see that in us, then they're going to want the same thing for themselves. Do you exhibit the patience of Job, as stated in the book of James 5 and verse number 11? The Bible says here, "Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard the patience of Job, and have seen the mercy of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy." Whenever you have conflict Are you seeking for the patience of Job? Or is that just a story in the Bible? Is that something unrelated to present day things that we face? Listen, it needs to be real before God and before our children, for they see us every day. The best witness that we can be is to our children. Do you honor your husband, your wife? Do you love them as Christ also loved the church, as stated in Ephesians 5 and verse number 25? Or are you always looking down on your spouse? Your children see this. They know. It's bred in them that they're going to do what you do. And how would you like it if your children acted like you do? You know, if we would just act like the Lord wants us to, toward our own wives, our own husbands, our children can see that. And because they can see that, then they desire to act right toward their own wives and husbands when they get a husband or a wife. Another passage to think about is in the book of Matthew 6 and verse number 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Are you seeking the righteousness of God so your children can see it in you? Or are you just busy trying to make a living? Or are you really putting forth an effort to seek the kingdom of God in your own personal life? Are you seeking the righteousness of God in your life? Listen, those people around you, they know exactly what you're wanting. They can tell that. You know, there's a lot of characteristics that a child can see in us. And because children do observe us, the end result is, like father, like son. So remember this as parents. There are little eyes upon you, and they're watching night and day. They're little ears that quickly take in every word you say. They're little hands so eager to do everything you do, and a little boy who's dreaming of the day he'll be like you. You're the little fellow's idol. You're the wisest of the wise. In his little mind about you, no suspicions ever arise. He believes in you devotedly, holds at all you say and do. He will say and do in your way when he's grown up, just like you. There's a wide-eyed little fellow who believes you're always right, and his eyes are always open, and he watches day and night. You are setting an example every day in all you do for the little boy who's waiting to grow up so he can be just like you. Since this is very true, don't be afraid to say, my son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. Always do what God wants you to do. God will bless.
You know, we are very glad you're able to listen this morning, and we'd like to extend an invitation to our services. You'll find our building at 124 South Main Street in Forest Hill, Missouri. We'll be beginning this morning services at 10 a.m. with Sunday school. And by the way, that's for kids and adults. Our morning preaching will start at 11 a.m., and then we also have an afternoon prayer meeting at 3:45, with preaching services starting again at 4:30. Now, if you're in our area during the week, we'll also have a weekly Bible study on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. And then, as always, if you need anything more about our church or to catch up on prior broadcasts, simply log on to our website, which is www.independencebaptist.org. And as it always does, of course, the time has simply flown by, and we need to bid you farewell this morning. But Lord willing, we'll be right back on the air next Sunday at 8 a.m. with another message from God's Holy Word.